It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and a fitting interview today because today is the 71st anniversary of The Bikini was officially premiered at a fashion show in Paris or something like that this day in 1946. So that really doesn't tie into the interview, but it was an interesting segue. So the event we're talking about is the 6th annual Cruise-a-Thong, the official Don't Triathlon, which takes place on Saturday, July 22nd. And Katie Preston and Nicole Christensen are here to talk about this. So it's, as we always try and mention, it's not thong as in the swimwear or underwear, I guess. It's thong as in flip-flops, what we now call flip-flops, which when I was a kid, we called them thongs because I think it was the only kind at that time. But anyway, that's the explanation and how we're sliding into this conversation today. And again, it's on Saturday, July 22nd. Now, 2 years ago is the last time. For some reason, it didn't work out. We weren't able to talk about Cruise-a-Thong last year. But 2 years ago, we talked to a different Katie and Nicole, which confused me a little bit when we got started today. But it's actually kind of the second generation of organizers for this event.
Thank you, Gabe. And this is Nicole, and we appreciate your time this morning. So we are the new crew that's volunteering to put on the event. The original founders of the event, Cruise-a-Thong event here in Glenwood Springs, did this for 5 years. They did such a great job. It's, you know, a lot of work and a lot of fun. And they said they were retiring from the volunteer committee, and a group of us stepped up. And we are really affiliated with the Roaring Fork Young Professionals. So the event is now underneath the Roaring Fork Young Professionals, the 6th annual Cruise-a-Thong event, and we're thrilled to be volunteers and taking the event another year here in our community.
Were the two of you involved with this? Did you participate in any of the last 6 years?
Oh, yeah. It's real fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think I did it 3 years. And when I came to Glenwood Springs 4 years ago, we heard about it, and I figured this is a community I could stay in if they have an event like this. I want to be here, and I want to be a part of it.
It is kind of an ant. I mean, the slogan is the don't triathlon, right?
Yep.
And that's kind of the point. It's kind of an anti-event, if you will. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole point is just relax and have a good time. As a matter of fact, again this year, are you going to give an award for like the last person?
You know, it's not quite the last, but it's we do have a winner.
The most average.
Yeah, it's
that's
the most
right.
average.
Most
so
average. Average.
Yep. Yep. Everyone comes across the finish line at the end, and then we take all of the times and figure out who came in right in the middle. Really? And we actually do the mean, median, and mode. And so there's a prize for the median, and then we also give smaller prizes for the mode and the median. So, for the math geeks.
I was going to say, is math your thing?
Not my thing.
Either of you like statisticians? I mean, this is taking me back to...
We look at a lot of numbers, though.
True.
I was going to say, this takes me back to sophomore year of high school when we were doing all the statistical analysis and... Yeah. You know, is there or isn't there a significant difference between the numbers? And
right.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about people who do train very, very hard for triathlons, numbers are important. Your timing and your swimming, your timing and your running, your timing and your cycling, it's important. And for this event, I like to swim. I like to bike. I don't like to run. And so I'm never going to participate in an event that is going to require me to train as such. So this is perfect for me to enjoy the activities of the Colorado hills, mountains, water, all of our natural play areas in a not pressure, not high pressure way. Mm-hmm. I think it's good for us to get out there and do it.
Yeah. And the two of you as young professionals, it's a nice break from the day-to-day, Monday through Friday. You got to get the job done at the end of the day. You've got deadlines to meet and all of that as well.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of, again, kind of the point.
Yeah, and it's a great way to meet friends, meet new people. It's definitely a very fun event, being the focus. And just for those who maybe aren't familiar with what the Cruise-a-thong is, maybe we can talk briefly about what the day looks like. It starts at 11 a.m. in Veltus Park. We have some yoga and some stretching to get everyone excited.
Don't want to pull any muscles or anything.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yep. Gotta get warmed up.
Yep.
I think we'll have some snacks, some food that's going to be available in the morning and throughout the day.
And then folks get on their bikes, and costumes are definitely encouraged. So as people prepare for the day,
Team costumes.
Yeah, team costumes are a big one. We have big groups of folks that come in, you know, themed costumes. You get on your cruiser bike and you cruise around about 5 miles.
Or your tricycle. Yep. Or your unicycle.
I think I've seen a skateboarder before.
Wheeled.
Something on wheels, not a car.
Right. Right. No cars.
Discouraged.
Because you'll be along the trail there, right?
Yeah. So the trail goes on, or the route goes on the bike path as well as down Devereaux Road. And one of the highlights on the bike portion, there's several comfort stations. So instead of aid stations, this is kind of a step back from that. We'll definitely have water, but the comfort stations are fun. There's donuts and there's ice cream and there's water balloon
fights. There was a water fight last year. Yep. There's a beach party.
Yes. So one of the highlights is about halfway through the bike ride at the end of Devereaux Road there, near a couple of our sponsors, Whitewater Rafting and Harley Davidson. There's going to be a beach party down by the river sponsored by First Bank. And there's also going to be a DJ from Audio Entertainment. So that'll be right where the bikes turn around. You'll be able to get in the river, cool off a bit, and then turn around and bike back to the park where you grab your flotation device and walk for a mile along the bike path and then get in.
In your thongs.
Yes. Flip-flops. Yep, the thongs. And then you get in the river and float about a mile down the river. So it's a cruise, a walk, and a float.
And it's about knee deep, you know. It's not hardcore, you know, swimming in the river trying to wade against the current. It's lovely. It's a lovely average relaxing.
And float. Again, considering the time, I don't know for sure, but typically sometime in June we reach our peak levels in the Roaring Fork in the Colorado. So levels should be calmed down by then, which is kind of the point of. I mean, it is, you know, one of the dog days of summer, you might say. It is in the middle of summer, but again, things have cooled down enough that it makes it safe, because of course that's an important consideration as well.
It is.
Safety is important.
And even though it's the river levels are lower by then, we do require personal flotation devices, life jackets. So if you're going to do the event, that's one of the things you'll need that day is your life jacket. We'll be making sure no one gets in the river without it. It's just part of the deal.
Anything else required? A bicycle? I mean, you have to bring your own, cruiser bike or whatever you plan on riding.
Rollerblades.
Yep. So you'll want to bring your bike. You can also rent bikes in the area. We have several businesses you can rent bikes from. I know Sunlight does the rentals for this day. Life jackets as well can be rented.
Any of those businesses sponsoring this event?
Yes. Uh-huh. So Sunlight is a sponsor. Sunlight Ski and Bike. We're actually the night before the event, so Friday, July 21st, you can do your packet pickup and pre-registration after work. I think about 5:30 to 7:30 in the Sunlight parking lot. They're also doing prizes.
Oh, that's a good point. The packets, you can pre-order, pre-register, and get shirts. You can get a couple of options for drink buttons or one or two. There's also going to be drinks for purchase over there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, in terms of the registration and the packets, you can go online to cruiseathongglenwood2gs.com and get that all registered and signed up for that.
How much is registration?
$37 today. And that's the basic registration. So that's all of the fun. That's the race. That's your bag, your swag bag, as well as the after party. And the after party is definitely a highlight of the event. So everyone rolls in between, I would say, 2 and 3 in the afternoon. And then we'll have live music from Bicycle Annie. We'll have food trucks. We'll have Slow Groovin', Gandhi's, and Yak Burger. We'll also have beer and margaritas for purchase.
Palisade Brewing.
Thank you. Yep, Palisade Brewery will be there. They've been there, I think, every year, and there's going to be a hula hoop contest as well as prizes, lots of prizes. Our sponsors have been very generous with giveaways at the after party. So even if for some reason you can't make it to the event, we're encouraging the public to come to the after party, which, again, is at Veltus Park from about 11:30 to 5.
Right near the intersection of 8th and Midland,
exactly.
If you will, just a little bit south of there, if you're not familiar. we used to call it Kiwanis Park, and it was renamed for a member of the Kiwanis. Have you heard this story? Drowned trying to save somebody in the Roaring Fork River. Yeah, was a member of Kiwanis, and they changed the name in his honor. That was 30-some years ago, if memory serves.
Well, Kiwanis is actually also one of our sponsors, too, so that could be appropriate.
We're just all about segues today.
Absolutely. Segway game.
And, it's, you know, we've got a lot of great sponsors in the community. I mean, everybody from... I mean, the Adventure Park, we've got the Hot Springs, we've got, I mean, so many fun sponsors.
Maybe.
And, when I was going to say...
We'll get to those.
Yeah.
My question is the $37 registration fee, which, again, you can get online by going to cruiseathongglenwood.com. Don't be confused by the two G's in a row. Make sure you get them both in there. How long is pre-registration? So at what point will you cut that off and folks will have to register at the Sunlight Ski and Bike Shop parking lot?
I believe the Thursday before, so July 20th. Definitely we'll be cutting it off that Friday. So by then you can come that evening to Sunlight Biking Ski from 5:30 to 7:30 or the day of. We are trying to get as many folks pre-registered, but the morning of at 9 o'clock, 9 to 10.
And a limited number of swag bags and t-shirts and all of that.
We are hoping to sell out our event this year. This would be the biggest ever. So the park holds 350. So that's our goal.
Gotcha.
We still have plenty of registrations yet, but we are getting a lot more now that it's, you know, July and a few weeks out. So we would have to cap it at 350. The city won't let us have any more people than that. So
gotcha. So you have 350 swag bags and all that.
Exactly.
How much would the registration cost be after the 20th?
Yeah, good question. I think it'll probably go up $5.
So about $42.
Yeah,
$42,
I think 42.
Per person.
And some other costs for it. You've got the early bird pack, which is the registration plus the T-shirt, which is $52. And then we have a variety of different registrations that that can include one beverage, two beverages, and a T-shirt. So you can bundle it if you register quick. Kids under 12 register for free, but if we want to get registration and a shirt for kids, that'll be $15. And we also have a lot of other things for purchase there the day of. But you want to get the packets sooner rather than later because. It's crunch time. People start to register.
Sure. So this is a family-friendly event, even though you will have alcohol there later on in the day. Kids are welcome, and kids under 12 are free, but do require a registration because they count for that 350 total people.
Right. And part of our registration is that we do include your own team name or individual racer name by way of a very personalized headband that is provided to you. And so you can include your own very creative and deemed appropriate by a panel of Cruise-a-thong decision makers, a name or a team name, and we'll have a very creative and beautiful headband waiting for you.
Perfect. I want to talk about teams as well. We'll do that when we come back, but first a quick break. Again, the website is cruiseathongglenwood.com. Again, don't be confused by the two G's. You guys have a pretty active Facebook page, if I remember also.
Yep.
I know I always try and check out pictures after the event to see what I can see. Again, the website, cruiseathongglenwood.com. And again, pre-registration available up until somewhere around Thursday the 20th or so. Then you'll have to either register the night before between 5:30 and 7:30 at the Sunlight Ski and Bike Shop parking lot at 9th and Cooper or at Veltus Park on Saturday morning the 22nd. Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, today we're visiting with Nicole Christensen and Katie Preston, the selfie queen of the Roaring Fork Valley Young Professionals. Was that two or three that you've taken so far?
I'm just trying to promote and advertise what awesome things we're trying to do for the community through the Roaring Fork Young Professionals.
Now, the two of you, you kind of mentioned that numbers are your thing. So explain that a little bit. I'm guessing accounting.
I work in the financial industry.
Okay.
So I see a lot of numbers all day. Yep.
But not to the extent that you have to deal with,
averaging,
means and averages
that's something
standard deviation.
Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that. but in a different respect. You know, we're not calculating the average time it takes for a person to cruise on their bicycle or cruiser or float down the river or walk in their flip-flops or thongs.
Right. Well, and time is hex-based. It's not decimal-based either, which makes things – which further complicates things.
Yeah, we're trying to make it as simple as possible. We're not trying to make this complicated. It's a very simple, fun.
It's supposed to be easy.
Easy.
Easy. Again, the sixth.
So everyone can do it.
There you go. Again, the sixth annual Cruise-a-Thong, talking about footwear here once again, takes place on Saturday, July 22nd, begins and ends at Veltus Park with a little bit of pre-event yoga and maybe some light snacks. Don't want to get any cramps or anything like that, right?
Careful.
And then you'll ride your bike out Devereaux Road toward Midland. Does it go all the way to?
Almost all the way. Okay. Our beach party is just below whitewater rafting,
okay,
if you know where their building is.
About 7/8 of the way, I would say. There's another number for you.
And blowing us away, Gabe.
Really fun beach party, by the way. Really fun beach party. Super fun. Yeah.
Again, it's you don't call them aid stations. You call them comfort stations, and that's one of them.
Yes.
So are folks, I mean, is that part of the event? You're supposed to just hang out for a while at the beach party?
So great point, Gabe. And so our comfort stations are definitely a highlight of the event because they're unique and because you don't want to go too fast. So keep in mind the, quote, winner of the Cruise-a-Thong event is the most average time. So you're encouraged. Yeah, you're encouraged to stop along the way. And we have great sponsors behind these comfort stations. So we want folks to stop and find out who is putting on each comfort station and grab some snacks, grab a squirt gun, maybe throw a water balloon and just have fun along the way so you don't go too quickly or too slow. There's kind of that right balance. But our comfort stations, I guess, to maybe give a shout out to those folks. They definitely go above and beyond on this day. Osage Gardens, Sweet Colorado, Jimmy John's, Coldwell Banker Mason Morse, the Kiwanis, First Bank, and A&B Bank. And A&B Bank is our title sponsor that day. So extra shout out to A&B Bank for Cruise-a-Thong.
You know, I think we have a member of A&B who shared how he trains for this event. It's pretty serious, pretty averagely serious. Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of fun, Gabe. When people register, we encourage them to put how they're going to train. And it's maybe not the average, the typical way you train for an event. So here is one of our favorites so far. And we definitely want to encourage lots of fun answers. So how to train for Cruise-a-Thong. This gentleman did hours of Pokemon Go. I got them all. Master level, bro. Combined with some serious fidget spinner, like legit spinning, dog.
Legit.
Last but not least, my selfie game is on point. Lots of duck face selfies really helped me get into top physical condition.
Sounds to me like he may need a little carpal tunnel surgery after this training is over.
Hopefully, yeah.
We're trying to avoid that. We're trying to avoid carpal tunnel through the training.
Repetitive. What do they call that? Repetitive.
Yeah, repetitive motion.
Yes, injury.
Well, fidget spinners are very good at repetitive motion. So just
there you go.
Great training.
Again, the whole point, the top prize, the big prize on Saturday the 22nd is given for the most average time.
Exactly.
Do you have other prizes throughout the day?
We have a lot of other prizes.
We have great prizes.
So a lot of our sponsors have given us some prizes to give away at the after party. So participants are, of course, encouraged to stay for the after party. Again, we'll have food trucks, we'll have beer and margaritas, and we'll have a lot of door prizes that we'll be giving away. So stay till the end, stay to listen to music from Bicycle Annie, and stay for food from Slow Groovin', Yak Burger, and Gandhi's.
And again, the after party starts somewhere around 2 or 3 o'clock or so.
I would say the first folks are going to roll in around 1:32, those above average people.
Overachievers.
Yes, but it's going to be fun. The after party has a lot of good good community involvement from a lot of our sponsors and a lot of the organizations or businesses around the valley, specifically in Glenwood, have stepped up and just been really involved and engaged in given us some really cool gifts. So think of the really cool companies that are around this really cool area. And we've got some great, great prizes for that after party.
And how long do you expect the after party to continue?
About 4:30. We got to start having people leave. We got to be done at 5 and then out of the park.
All right, because there's a birthday party or something like that that's
something.
Already reserved it for the night.
Probably
like that, something yeah. like that. We've got cleanup crew going in.
Right,
it.
But again, you said beer and margaritas.
Yep. So beer from Palisade Brewing, and then Cooper Wine and Spirits is giving us a deal on our margaritas. So
shout out Cooper! Yeah. Thank you guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, cool companies around mm-hmm. the valley. They're all
that's right. Absolutely. Again, Roaring Fork Valley Young Professionals sponsor the 6th Annual Cruise-a-Thong, which begins and ends at Veltas Park on Saturday, July 22nd. I promise we'd talk about teams, because this is a team thing. I can't think of a better team-building thing than, hanging out at a beach party for a while, floating down the river, right?
There's a lot of camaraderie. There's a lot of team-building and, right. Blowing your inner tube up together. Some persons have to...
Plus, there is a mile of walking that's mm-hmm. part of this as well. So mm-hmm. There's making that sound.
Sorry. Yeah, the flip flop sound.
I'm glad you knew what that was.
We gotcha.
I can't do it either, but yep. You need moral support and encouragement for those non-walkers in the crowd. Mm-hmm. There are some of us.
Of course, those are the ones that use the cheap ones. I mean, they've gotten technologies improved a lot in the last, decade or so. We've got the
wheelie shoes,
the Tevas, and the
Chacos. Chacos are big.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll probably see some Chacos there. Not officially thongs, but
and they don't
fine.
Make those sounds.
No, they don't.
But if you want to be a purist, you can make sure you wear the flip-flops.
I just don't wear shoes. I'm going to be a purist. I'd like to connect my feet to the ground.
Okay.
That's pretty average for this.
Sidewalk could be kind of hot, though.
Mm.
You may
good thing we'll have
that.
Comfort stations that will allow me to cool my feet off and stop for a bit.
There you go. A bucket of ice. Or right into the ice cream. We'll take one final break. We will talk about the whole team aspect of this and wrap things up with Katie and Nicole. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Nicole Christensen and Katie Preston from Roaring Fork Valley Young Professionals. They are hosting the 6th annual Cruise-a-Thong on Saturday, July 22nd. Begins and ends at Veltas Park in Glenwood. I'm so sorry. I forgot to ask about the beneficiary of this event. And it's not just a fun time for everybody to get together and laugh
yes,
and all of that,
is.
Which, of course, that's a big part of it. That's a big part of it. But you actually have a local nonprofit that you're donating this money to.
So every year we come together as a group who runs this and decide, how can we help to improve or beautify or promote engagement to the river and in a fun, responsible way. And so the proceeds every year go to a couple years ago we had some bikes. Some colorful bikes that were bike locks that you could attach your bikes to, put in at Veltas Park, changing stations over at Two Rivers. And every year we come together and talk about how we can help to beautify or promote this cause to engage yourself responsibly and in a fun way in the river. So however we can beautify it or develop it or promote engagement with it, that's the base beneficiary, and so every year we come together and decide as a group as to who deserves it. So this year we've got some candidates on the front line, but we haven't made a decision yet. So we'd love feedback from our from our participants.
So it's one of those situations where you will not have decided until after. Mm-hmm. Is that because, like with the special projects you talked about before, obviously you don't know what kind of project you can do until you actually have the money.
Proceeds, right.
And so is it that, or is it just the whole nature of the thing that it's as relaxing, as easy as possible? And so, we'll get the money and then we'll decide how we're going to spend it.
No, it certainly is dependent on our participation. And, the outreach is, hey, guys of our community, of the Roaring Fork Valley, look at this awesome, awesome, beautiful river that we have. And how can we engage and play and respectfully enjoy it? So the outreach is to the community to promote this engagement in the river. And, based on who comes and shows that desire and that interest, those numbers are really what can decide what we can put back into the community, what we can put back towards the river.
So you mentioned that you've got a couple projects and or organizations that are possibilities. Can you share those with us?
At this time, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves because we don't want to put any, don't want to put any false hope out there, I suppose, because it is dependent on the turnout.
How much money comes out. Yep. Okay, fair enough. Again, the website is cruiseathongglenwood.com. You can also find them on Facebook. I want to say that we have liked your page from our page, so you can easily find it there as well. I'm sure we'll be sharing some of those updates, too, through the next couple weeks. Teams are not required for this event, but it does make it a little more fun because it is kind of intended to be a silly event. Costumes are encouraged, for instance. Mm-hmm. Is there an overall theme, by the way, for costumes?
Okay. Awesome. Just have an awesome costume. And teams are fun because you don't want to be the only Power Ranger out there. But if you are, you will most definitely find another group of a team that would love to combine with you. But
yeah, definitely register, tell your friends, and make sure you've got a handful of fun people to go with that day. Whether you take every other event seriously or whether this is the only event you do every year, which is how I was before now. Either way goes.
Over the years that the two of you have been participating in this as participants, mm-hmm. any costumes that stick out in your mind?
I really like the big animals. People dress up in legitimate fuzzy animal outfits and, you'll see.
Sounds hot.
It's hot. It is hot. Probably not very fun in the water either.
But I was going to say, they're pretty absorbent as well.
Yeah. Teletubbies, you've had like a whole Teletubby mm-hmm. group.
There was a group of pirates, I think a couple years ago, there was
like
a whole
that.
Group of pirates.
I
and
like
they even had an island. They took a big air mattress, blow up air mattress, and put a palm tree on it. And they floated down on their island.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
People definitely get into it. I think I'm surprised every
Blue
year.
Blue man, green man, mm-hmm. orange man, red man. You know what I'm talking about.
Anything goes.
That was actually my Halloween costume last year, believe it or not. was Blue
the
man.
Skittles.
You could wear it in the cruise-a-thon this year, Gabe.
I'm told I have. Yeah, but the makeup would wash off, probably.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm told, or drip off from
pretty
the sweating.
Average. That's pretty average. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I'm told my facial expressions are perfect for the Blue Man, the Blue Man thing. Again, the website is cruiseathongglenwood.com. Remember, there are two G's right next to each other, so make sure you get the both of the G's in the if you go to the website. It's $37 to register in advance. There are other options like T-shirts and advance drink tickets as well. plus, you can also show up for the pre-registration event at the Sunlight Ski and Bike Shop on Friday, July 21st. And again, if you do that, it'll cost you a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Plus, you can also register at Veltus Park on the morning of July 22nd. Again, everything gets underway around 11, so you'll start pre-registering around 10 or so?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. 9:30, I think we'll probably have registration open. Come for stretching and yoga and
snacks.
Blow up your inner tube.
Gotcha. So I'm curious, do the two of you think you're actually going to have time to participate this year, or are you going to spend most of your time probably organizing and helping everybody else participate?
Yeah, unfortunately, we'll be actually helping that day of the event. But honestly, after having participated the last few years, we're really excited that the founders of the event in Glenwood, they are participating this year. So they had to watch every year people have fun and not get to do it. So I'm thrilled I got to do it in the past. And this year will be all about making sure the event continues in our community.
So they've retired this year. They'll participate.
We've got the group, the kids and the family, that part of us are able to participate.
Good.
So
good.
But we might be dual participating as a planner and participant. So
again, the cruise-a-thong starts and ends at Veltus Park. You'll bike out onto Devereaux Road, mm-hmm. out to right to the beach party right in front of whitewater rafting. Then you'll turn around, come back. You'll walk about a mile upstream in the Roaring Fork River, and then you'll float back down to Veltus Park.
Yep.
How long does it take to float a mile in the Roaring Fork?
Oh, I it took about 25 minutes last year.
Okay. So probably about as long, maybe a little less time than it takes to walk it.
Yeah.
But you are carrying your floaty as you're walking.
This is true.
So you're not, you know, you're not going to a station where your floaty awaits you.
Yeah.
All right. So talk about Roaring Fork Young Professionals, which, again, has taken over the Cruise-a-Thong event.
Yeah.
Each of you are members, right?
We are on the board, both of us. Both Katie and myself are on the board of directors this year. So it's a group that's been around quite a while in the Roaring Fork Valley, and we have events encouraging professional development, encouraging social engagement. We have a lot of folks that are new to our community that hear about Roaring Fork Young Professionals as a way to come and meet new people and network with young folks. And so we're
in a very unique valley. So it's an organization committed to bringing together young professionals to allow a space to network, to meet, to grow, but also to learn about the different businesses, organizations in the valley, how we can, as a collective young professional group, outreach, help, and, you know, ideally encourage the development and future growth of our community.
How do you define young?
A state of mind.
Perfect.
Well said. Well
perfect.
Said. Yeah. We don't check IDs.
Of course, you've got a Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
I know. Do you have a website for? Okay.
Yep. Roaring Fork Young Professionals. Is that .org?
I think so.
I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know Daniel Liefeld, who we work with from time to time, has been a member for years,
mm-hmm.
I want to say.
Yep.
I'm not sure if he's one of the founding members, but I know he's done it for quite a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So again, RoaringForkYoungProfessionals.org. And Katie is verifying that as we speak. Plus, you can find them on Facebook as well. Again, it sounds like a great networking group. How many folks currently?
We have 100 active members, and then we have over 500 that get our emails and a couple thousand that follow us on Facebook. So,
which is pretty good.
It's amazing.
All of those numbers are pretty good. I mean, 100 active members, mm-hmm. I think, for any organization like that is pretty good.
Right, in our small little valley. And to confirm, the website is roaringforkyp.com.
All right.
Roaringforkyp.com.
You know what? You were close.
I was very close. I'm Cruise-a-Thong and YP. Yeah. Just right now.
Gotcha.
We got Cruise-a-Thong on the brain lately. Yeah.
And I'm sure that you can find one from the other as
Definitely.
Well.
Definitely.
Oh, by
Absolutely.
The way.
Absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. Again, the 6th annual Cruise-a-Thong. Again, Cruise-a-Thong, Glenwood.com. Takes place on Saturday, July 22nd. Starts and ends at Veltus Park. Again, it's the Don't Try Athlon. So the number one prize goes to the most average person, the one right in the middle of the field. And they'll have someone better at math than I am to confirm that. All right, Nicole, Katie, thank you so much.
Thanks,
all the best.
Thank
Look
you.
Forward to talking about this again next year. Hopefully you're not going to just one and retire right away.
No. Thanks, Gabe.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.